It is itself folly to say that making a Muslim man understand is of no use, as some say it is useless to make him understand. There is no doubt benefit in it, but only if you make him understand sincerely, and you are supposed to be doing to please Allah. While you are taking a great care of Sharia demands, you'll get reward of this act of yours. Surely to get reward is a self-benefit. Allah says in Quran, and advice for advice benefits the Muslims. The people who have got good nature, really, they do understand you. They really listen to what you say to them. To give a piece of advice is useful. But do we really adopt the method of giving a piece of advice that benefits the one being made to understand? A father makes a complaint that his son doesn't listen to what he says. A mother as well makes a complaint that her daughter doesn't listen to what she says. The same complaint is made by a teacher about his students. A supervisor, a team leader, a representative also makes the same complaint that the subordinate doesn't listen to him. We're really supposed to see what method we have chosen for this. We've got to see this. What they say, the mistake made is sometimes not that big. It's a way of reformation which is indeed worse, and so worsens the matter. You are trying to make somebody understand, but there are a few people present around him, while the matter is personal. What happens actually when you make him understand in front of some people? What in fact he will heed to? Just try and understand it. He will not much heed to what you say. He will in fact be thinking about the insult being done to him. Because what you are doing, that you are making him understand in front of some people, which makes him feel embarrassed. Actual problem that we have is that we don't know how to make others understand. Using a correct method does bring good result that you desire. It is all about the style. Sometimes it's not the mistake about which we are making him understand. We just overheard him doing this and made our mind. What we need is a nice way and a strategy while we are making somebody understand. Reasons are needed too. Listen, I've told you. See, this style of counseling is not good. What we need to do is that we make our tone polite, strategic and even tearful. There's no shame in it. If the father, while making his son understand, begins to cry, by the grace of Allah, it will soften son's heart. He'll love his father more and realize that how badly he has hurt his father's heart that he cried. Mother also cried, but they shouldn't give a loud yell. They shouldn't shout. What they have to do is to show pain and grief so that it reforms him. Just do it to please Allah.